The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's all yours.
still don't want to preach this morning, huh?
Nope.
I sort of feel like someone has handed me a grenade with the pin already pulled. You know, it's not what Jesus says about the permanence of the marriage bond or prohibition of divorce. What I struggle with is that this gospel is a reminder of friends who find themselves in such a situation, that reality. Oftentimes, there seems to be a great chasm between the ideal and real life. Divorce is never pleasant. And I've been witness to hurt and pain, guilt, shame of friends who find themselves there. I know you have too. I mean, we all have. And for whatever reason, when loved ones, when friends struggling, when they hurt, we hurt also. We don't want them to feel weighed down or shackled. We want them to live as ones who are precious and cherished and loved, both by us and by God. We need to remember that the sacramental character of the marriage bond is that it is a sign and a reminder of God's love, of his everlasting love, a love that does not end. You know what that means? That means that God is always going to love us, never stop loving us. Always and forever, no matter what, God loves us. The most important line in today's gospel is the last line. And we need to remember it. We need to share it. We need to remind one another of that line. And he embraced them and blessed them, and placed his hands on them.